done with today's program, and I was in the process of telling you about why I feel that Newt Gingrich is probably the most diabolical presidential candidate in the Republican field, in my opinion. But, you know, and like I said, I'm not a proponent of the lesser of two evils deal, because I think that when you're forced to make that ideological choice, you're still forced to choose evil, and you must make evil your guy. And I'm almost willing to say anyone but Newt, and I said almost because I'm not quite ready to go there, but you know as well as I do, the most intellectually appropriate choice would, of course, be Ron Paul. So, if you've been sitting on the sidelines up to this point, boys and girls, it's really time to get into the game. Your weapons are your time, quite frankly, your money, and whatever resources that you have. And frankly, that would include your email address book and your ties to the various social media outlets. Act as though your freedom and the freedom of generations to follow would otherwise be eliminated. That's really what is at stake here. It's time to take a stand, boys and girls. Don't put it off or be a malingerer. You may not receive another opportunity. I'm telling you, that's really what I think is on the line in this presidential election. If you will, and I even during the break told Jenny that she needed to go watch just the first three, part one, part two, part three, and make notes of the nefarious deeds that Mr. Gingrich has been involved in, and use that to tell everybody in your email address book just what kind of reptilian demagogue he really is. We've got to destroy this man's potential presidential campaign. And we have to do it in very, very short order. Believe me, there's a lot more at stake than I could even give voice to. But you should recognize nearly immediately, I'm not joking. And I'm not necessarily picking on Newt, but he's probably the worst of the field outside of Ron Paul. And that's not my opinion. Well, it is my opinion, but I think if you go watch those three, just those three first videos on YouTube, you'll share exactly my gut reaction to Newt Gingrich. And bear in mind, he came from Georgia, not too far from where I live, right here in the state of Georgia.
He came from Cobb County.
Yeah, Cobb County.
And that, Cobb, he's part of GOP, which I was a part of, so I knew Texas.
And he's been selling America down the river ever since he held his first elective office.
Yeah, and he's slimy.
Yeah.
But, you know, Jerry, I never really take him seriously. I never really think of him as the threat. I kind of think, you know, oh, yeah, he knew he's on his way out. And I really thought he was on his way out when his whole executive board resigned en masse, but I guess he's kept it going along.
He's a self-confirmed adulterer, and he has the moral character of a snake.
Hmm.
Look at the way he's treated his wives.
Well, I know
that kind of personality and be willing to put them in the highest office of the land.
Yeah, there's no attraction there for me, of course.
I'm dubious as to what might actually going on between the ears of the average American, particularly newspaper publishers that give him such a glowing recommendation, as I read.
We got to go to a break, Jerry, and when we come back, we're going to talk to Paul in New Jersey, which I'm really looking forward to. And if you guys want to join us, 1-800-313-9443.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-5896. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-635-5896. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-635-5896. That's 1-800-635-5896.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Hey, welcome back to Freedom Frenzy. Okay, Paul, I got such a grin on my face when I saw you pop up in the queue. I haven't talked to you in a long time. How's it going?
Good. I would call, but it's Sundays is my family day.
So. I know. I'm glad we get you this time.
And you're an orphan today, Paul.
they're in the other room. I locked myself in.
A self-imposed orphan.
You've seen enough of them because Thanksgiving vacation.
Yeah, familiarity breeds contempt, and nobody familiar and family are linked. Right. So first is just badmouth Newt Gingrich. He's really a despicable human being, and Ron Paul do the right thing in the other candidate. And don't forget, he's Mr. NAFTA, and a great way with this economy to get popular is to tie NAFTA around Gingrich's neck, right? And I'm surprised nobody brings it up, but that's because most of them are for NAFTA.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's one thing to really work on Newt Gingrich with, is make him wear his little NAFTA flag proudly. And let's see how unemployed American voters are going to feel about him when the primary comes.
And Paul needs to make sure that Newt has to don the CFR beanie, too.
Yeah, that's true. And really, Ron Paul's got to get out there and start being a little aggressive on that issue and start working him over on
it. Well, you know, I've noticed a slight change in his demeanor in the last couple of debates. I think, and Ron is never going to be a real aggressive person. It's not in his nature. But I think if he can take off the gloves, I think he's pulled them off.
He's gotten increasingly feisty. I've been pretty excited.
Yeah, but you don't want an angry physician. And he does have the temperament of a physician. You know, he's generally going to be calm and be analytical and detached. And that's what I like about him, among many things. In a sense, he's the complete opposite of me, which is what I want as a president. I'm more of the maniac type. And
you
I think
any other way, Paul. It's all good.
Yeah. Now, what I really wanted to call about it, and it's kind of just a personal pet peeve. I've been listening to these talk shows, right? And, you know, one of my issues is that the caliber of the candidate is really the caliber of the American population. So I walk around most of my life just loathing my fellow citizens, right? I look down upon them as my intellectual inferiors, and I really detest most of them. I see them as all illiterate dummies. And this is why we're in the predicament we're in. You know,
I agree. And
in a sense, the law should really be, you know, I'm one of these guys that says the founders were absolutely right. If you're illiterate, you don't even read enough books, you shouldn't be allowed to vote. If you're not married or don't own property, you shouldn't be allowed to vote. I'm really thinking maybe undo some of that Voting Rights Act and make it more stringent requirements for voting. It's just they give out the right to vote to everything that crawled out of a sewer out there and is despicable. And I think that's ultimately the main problem with our republic.
Now, wait a second. The main problem with the republic is the currency we're using. You get rid of the debt-based monetary system. And
no, that's not going to have any impact on what Paul's talking about. As a matter of fact, I got to side with him. He's spot on here.
Ultimately the big problem, Jerry? Yeah. Because who's there to vote for? I mean, even my
but
friend...
But even that would change. That would change if the electorate was literate here, if they actually understood what was going on in America.
Let me throw this out there. What about the evangelifish of America who have property, they're married, they stay married, and they're voting, and they vote for whomever is waving the pro-life banner, like Newt Gingrich, and they have voted into office some of the most despicable pro-life people, supposedly pro-life.
Like Lindsey Graham.
Yeah, that would be a point in case.
Or John McCain.
Or John McCain.
Right.
Or Saxby Shameless.
Yeah. And
George W. Bush.
Wait a minute. I think we're getting a little off track here. Now we've gotten away from the foundational requirements of simply owning property and being married. And I was talking about the fact that the electorate is functionally illiterate.
I think that's
two different things.
I agree with you, Jerry. I think that's the biggest point. Now, if you may let me vent my last pet peeve, which I really wanted to get to, was when I listen to talk show hosts and I hear them talking about, these are Republican typical neocon talk shows, right? And I hear them, when they talk about Obamacare, I heard this Mark Levin guy was talking about, you know, that when you're 70 years old and you go into the hospital and, you know, that if you need brain surgery, Obamacare says you're not going to get brain surgery, right? You're just going to get comfort. I see that as too much government. I think there should be no comfort care unless you have money to pay the doctors in the hospital. And otherwise, the comfort care is to go at home.
Hey, Paul.
Yes.
I want brownie points from you because my first child was born at home without comfort care.
Right.
And my second child, no comfort care. 24 hours of labor because we didn't have insurance. We paid cash to the midwife, and we refused to take Medicare or Medicaid or whatever it is in Georgia that they sign you up for at the moment you can prove you have a positive pregnancy test. So I don't know. I'm thinking I should get some brownie points from you.
You do get my brownie points, and I respect motherhood very much so. And so, but the point is, I see that it's totally reasonable, and yet you hear these Republican talk show hosts and conservative callers, they're mad at the government restricting health care. Yeah, true conservative and libertarian types who say there should be no health care from the government whatsoever. You should expect nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I argue if you let yourself get ill and go to a hospital with no money and none of your own private health care, you deserve to get put down. It should just be like pretty much like a vet and a sick dog. these people, you're asking for trouble.
There's some of us that wish we had the option of being put to sleep. You know, I mean, actually, the pet sometimes might have it better.
but you see what I'm saying is that you deserve it because you're going, letting yourself be at the mercy of federal medical care is madness. You're asking for trouble. And so the point is, how do you kill something like this, a beast of this federal government? And you do a great job on your show. It's basically we have to find ways to opt out and avoid it utterly and just try to steer clear of it as long as we can until we're rounded up and interned.
And take the money machine away from them. Now we've come back to that.
Right, and try to get your money out of cash and close as much of your bank account as you can. I'm in the slow process of doing this myself and just making it as like, I don't want to be, I have a landline like that former caller. I'm doing everything, don't have cable, I won't buy that, and just basically defunding the New Hampshire, whatever that paper was, the Sentinel, that would advocate for voting for Newt Gingrich. So if you're going to publicly say as a newspaper, you're going to vote for Newt, we should back Newt Gingrich, I would never buy that paper again for the rest of my life.
Well, just in case anybody needs to know the name of that paper again, for that very reason, it wasn't the Sentinel. It was the New Hampshire Union Leader. I think it's actually put out in Manchester, and it's supposedly the largest newspaper in New Hampshire.
Because the thing is, why fund media that thinks you're a jerk? Why fund media that says, oh, you're some kind of crazy crackpot conspiracy theorist or an isolationist? Why fund that? A paper that's going to insult my views. Why basically fund only the papers that mirror my views? And those are
there really, are there really any libertarian papers out there, Paul?
No, not really. I basically make some donations to RBN. I've donated, and to other websites I like.
How about the American View?
I don't know that.
Is it American View? No, not American View. It's something else. Oh, American Free Press.
I read them online a little bit. I liked also. I used to like the Nationalist Times. I used to get them. And actually, what started me off in this direction was the Spotlight back in the. Mid-90s.
Yeah, that crossed my mind, but we've got on this tear here.
Yeah.
Anything else, Paul?
No, that's it, but, you know, I'll listen when I get the chance with you two. I like your show. I miss you.
Thanks, Paul. We miss you, too.
Yeah. Okay.
Thanks for joining us. All right,
okay.
Later.
Good luck.
Tom in Brooklyn. Welcome to Freedom Frenzy.
I hope you two have enjoyed your Thanksgiving.
Oh, I'm wearing a lot of it.
Are you wearing a lot of it?
Man, I have been stuffing my face Thanksgiving. I told John, I was like, all right, I'm doing a cleanse.
You know,
start my diet tomorrow.
You know, through linguistics, we'll lose our freedom. And when you get into international travel, it's really incredible. Let me give you an answer to Jerry's first question was, how do you say that turkey's well done? Well, I can tell you how it's said in Brooklyn. Yo, beep, the goddamn beep. Is well done. It's overcooked, you know. But and if you were going, Jerry, if you were to go to the Ukraine and say Papu Perimaya Popolski, why would you be looking for somebody to speak Polish in a Russian speaking country?
Wait a minute, you lost me. You lost me, Tom.
Yeah, I know. You had me. You had me. I know.
Well, you, George said it. He says all I knew is a few words when I was in the Ukraine. Papu Perimaya Popolski. And why would you be looking for somebody who could speak Polish in Russia? In a Russian place?
Oh, that's what that meant then, huh?
Yeah,
If
you said Nupa Rushke or Papa Peri Maya Rushki, yeah, then he might have found somebody who spoke, Russian. But maybe he was in the wrong country.
Mom, you're hysterical. You got like a Russian accent going on over there.
Hey, listen, we know lots of guys in Russia, especially, you know, those idiots that buy those Russian brides.
Hey Tom, yeah. You got to hang loose. We got to cut away to a break. We'll be right back, picking up on the other side. This is Freedom Frenzy. My name's Jerry DeMars. My co-host is Jenny Hodges. We'll be back in just a moment.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror?
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open pollinated, heirloom non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
Have you been diagnosed with cancer and told that there isn't any alternative to chemo, radiation, and surgery? Are you tired of hearing that if you want to survive, you must be brave and accept the suffering that comes with cancer treatments today? LaserMed, Inc. says fight back, because now it's cancer's turn to die with its revolutionary patented laser treatment called Leash Therapy. Without cutting, bleeding, poisoning, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin and breast cancer in place, as well as some other types of cancer, no matter what the size. To find out if you qualify for this therapy, call 918-398-9577. That's 918-398-9577. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's LASEMEDINC.com.
You can step the best off, but I'm going to have to cut you short because we got a pile of people in the queue behind you. Still with us, Tom?
Yes, sir. I'm still with you.
Keep talking.
Well, you know, you got the mail order bride industry run by the Russian mafia out of Brooklyn. They set you up with this beautiful GRU agent over in Russia, and then you pay for her to come over, and then she vacuums out your bank account, sells off your assets, and cuts it up with the local don down there in Brighton Beach.
And then
when there's nothing left, you get an injection through the nasal cavity of a little bit of air, and you die of an embolism. How do you like that? They collect on insurance, too.
Sounds like a money-making enterprise.
Yeah, well, that's purely conjecture, you understand. Yeah, anybody that's desperate enough to have to buy a wife over the Internet has got to be half crazy anyway.
That's true.
Okay, you guys have a great
weekend.
There
must be a moral to the story here.
Oh, the moral to the story is, if it looks too good to be true, it probably is.
Yeah, so I'm thinking if you're going to get your wife by window shopping in that fashion, maybe you should go after the homely ones.
Yeah, you know what? At least they stick around. Have a great week.
Bye. You too, Tom. Thank you for calling. Oh, look here. Let's see. It's Chris in Canada. Hey. Hey, Chris.
He's a blazer.
Beats my two pair, I'll tell you.
Yeah. You know, you guys talking about Ron Paul. Tom, your last caller, he listens to alternative radio like I do. We kind of run ourselves around, eh? We're kind of looking for the truth all the time, right?
Yeah. It's elusive, isn't it?
Well, you know, I got to tell you, although I'm a Canuck, I'm a Ron Paul supporter, And I really get frustrated because a lot of the alternative shows are bad-mouthing Ron Paul now. And I'm saying to myself...
What about? Like, what kind of stuff are they bad-mouthing him over?
Name it.
No, you name it. Is it anything
issue.
Of substance?
Well, that's what it is. He's a false flag, right? That's the suggestion I'm getting. I'm not going to name names.
Let me tell you this, Chris. I have had an opportunity to talk with great candor with one Ron Paul. Okay.
Wow.
And he's one and only.
That's like me talking to Bobby Orr.
Yeah. I guess so.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to tell you, Bobby Orr, dear, is a very, very famous hockey player.
I knew
you didn't know that, so I figured I'd throw that out there.
That was so safe, your assumption, yep.
But Chris, I'm just going to tell you, the man is genuine.
I believe it.
Now,
I do this on air all the time, and I'm hated for it.
Well, I
believe it. I've seen Ron Paul since the early 80s. And he has not changed his spot. And I've tried to explain this on air with several hosts on alternative media stations, and it just doesn't seem to grab. It's either they're not paying attention or they are diverting. I guess the bottom line with me is it's like nobody seems to work, even if they're right. So that means, that gives me an indication that you don't want to take a chance at nothing and stay the course.
Well, I'm sitting here listening to you, Chris, and I'm just going to tell you, the only group of people that would justifiably have a valid argument against Ron Paul, and by virtue of that, every other politico on the face of the planet would be those that are dyed-in-the-wool anarchists. And you know, Ron might be the last chance to see if we can make this government system actually function in a manner that we can all live with. And
if I'm just tell you, I do not have any high hopes that Ron Paul's going to make the mechanism, function quote unquote properly. But I do think Ron Paul will make it less painful for many, many Americans while the system collapses. Because he'll pull back the dog, he'll shut down the agencies. The thing's going down, but it's going to be a lot less painful if it goes down after Ron Paul has aggressively dismantled a lot of these entities.
Yeah, there could be a lot of watchdog teeth pulling, couldn't there?
And, you know, I think of Larkin Rose as a very well-spoken anarchist, and he certainly doesn't badmouth Ron Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I think Chris, these guys that are attempting to badmouth Ron Paul, to some extent for some of them, there's never a solution. You know, they're always, the sky is falling. There's negative, negative, negative about everything. Or they've never met him.
Yeah. And if not Ron
Thank
Paul,
you.
Who?
And I've met Ron
Thank
Paul.
Thank you.
And talk with his office staff. His office staff is a riot. His chief of staff is, it's just a riot. When I used to go back and forth to Washington more frequently, I always dropped it at Ron Paul's office. And let me just tell you, this guy is so for real, it's hilarious. He's just a great guy.
Well, Jerry, that's what I've been trying to say. If not Ron Paul, then who?
Yeah, right. And Chris, let's let the listeners hang on that thought. We got to cut away to a break, but we'll be right back. Pick you up on the other side and let you finish your thought. All right? Hang loose, everybody. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Our bodies have different needs from person to person. Some need more of this, some more of that. But what is consistently the same about everyone is that we all need multiple vitamins and nutrients every day. But how to decide what's best? So many products out on the market make claims of being the best. Well, they can't all be the best. How can you know? Read and compare. Daniel Chapter 1's Endo 24 is packed full of all the vitamins, nutrients, protein, and carbs you need. Compared to Ensure or SlimFast, Endo 24 blows them out of the water completely. Get your full day supply of nutrients in Endo 24. Call 800-504-5511. That's 800-504-5511. And use the promo code 100A for a discount. That's promo code 100A. Call the order center and get your Endo 24, the full multivitamin, multinutrient meal replacement.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hilarious bit on the idea of the lesser evil, and it kind of fits in with if not Ron Paul, then who, that I want to throw out there. But I'm going to first let you finish your thoughts. I don't want to knock the wind out of your sails. You got anything else you want to add?
She's talking to you, Chris.
Hello?
Hello there!
Did you not hear any of that?
Am I on air, or am I...
Yeah, you're on air.
Totally on air.
Sorry, guys. I'm going to give you a parting shot opportunity there, Chris. Do you have any ammo in your cannon?
I have a little bit.
All right. On the way.
It's exactly what Jenny just said. I'm getting so stressed out with this stuff. Like, we have, limited options here. Ron Paul has not changed his spot for a long time. And this is what I said before the break. Why are people knocking him down? Because you don't have much else. I mean, he could be JFK'd as soon as if he gets elected. So we hope we have good, strong security around him.
Mm-hmm.
That's my belief. But he's getting so beat down, even in alternative media, and this is becoming ridiculous. You have nobody else. What's your last shot at it? You know,
I gotta throw this
anarchy?
Out there. You're gonna love this bit that I've got. I agree with you though about Ron Paul, and but I wouldn't get so torn up about it. This is all a game. You know, there's some crazy stuff that's going to happen over the next couple months. And, you know, everybody's got their little part to play in the drama, their little script to read. And I wouldn't get torn up about it. I would enjoy the fact that as we keep on marching forward, Ron Paul is heads and shoulders above all the other candidates and also the only sane voice in the current.
Exactly, dear. And, you know, it actually comes down, regardless of how you roll the dice, the choices still come down to the good, the bad, the ugly, and now the hideous.
What's the good besides Ron?
That's it.
That's it?
Yeah,
thank
Ron.
Thank you. That's what I've been trying to tell everybody all along. You guys, at least you guys are the voice of reason. I love that.
Nobody else seems to be doing this.
Except
well,
you guys.
That's only because we're not making any big money at this. If we were making big money, like some of the people that are on the prime time media outlets, you don't maintain that paycheck until you sell your soul to Satan. And that's what most of them have done. Now, if Satan has branched out, he's hiring in alternative media now, and I wouldn't be surprised at all, then you could expect exactly what you've described, couldn't you, Chris?
Yes. Yes, exactly.
All right, well, thanks.
Thank you, guys. You guys are beautiful. At least you're the voice of reason. Because other what I thought were intelligent hosts, they're not. It gets to the point where it doesn't matter who you do, what you do, no matter what you do, it's wrong. You're not taking any steps forward on this. You understand?
Yep.
And that's what seems to be appearing to be what's happening right now. And you guys, I love you guys because you are actually listening to intelligence. or maybe not intelligence, but at least somebody that's paying attention.
Hey, we just love Ron Paul. And I think, you know, there's a lot more that are going to join our side. Don't get discouraged, Chris. Keep us
going. You didn't ask me about the branching out here. And so I'm just going to jump in here with both boots. I've mentioned here on the program that I work a couple of message boards on Yahoo. And I have noticed a rather substantial change because of my work on those message boards. Because when I first started talking about liberty issues, all people were telling me I was a nut, kind of like what you're talking about, Chris. But I decided I was going to branch out. And Yahoo now, for some reason, they quit it here a while back, and now they're back up letting people comment on news stories. And even better than that, if somebody writes you back a comment or you get a certain number of thumbs up or thumbs down on whatever it is that you write, they'll send you an email telling you that if you'll click on this, you'll get to see how many people either liked or disapproved of what you said, or two, get an opportunity to reply to somebody that made a comment about what you wrote. Now, I have been working those kinds of things for probably about 60, 90 days now, and it's been all Ron Paul basically promoting him or denigrating some of the other bad, ugly, and hideous alternatives out there. And one of the things, just in case you go out looking, one of the things that I have found very catchy that people like is I'll write, "Vote Ron Paul and win a free country." And you would be surprised at the number of people that like that. But where I was going with this is I have noticed that all of a sudden, and I told Jenny earlier during a break, I said it was like a sea change has come over America, and all of a sudden, the pro-Ron Paul posts are getting huge, overwhelming thumbs up and positive comments, and the negative Ron Paul comments are basically getting pushed off the page because of their high negative reaction, thumbs down, that they're getting because people don't like what people are saying contrary to Ron Paul. And this wasn't going on 30, 45 days ago. Okay? But in the last week, 10 days, I'm thinking that something, we've maybe hit critical mass in some respects. And what I'm hearing is things are looking very, very good for Ron in Iowa. Even knowing what that newspaper in New Hampshire said today, Ron is probably in second place, regardless of what that newspaper article said. And two and three, Nevada is a likely Ron Paul stronghold. So if we can kick off this primary season with a couple of victories and a really good showing in Mitt Romney's backyard, even taking into consideration this idiotic endorsement that, like I said, read like he was talking about Ron Paul, but he was really trying to forward Newt Gingrich and paint him as though his ideology was mirroring Ron Paul's, in my own estimation. I'm thinking that America, maybe not a sufficient number yet, that's why I encouraged everyone to get the message out there about Newt Gingrich to anybody they possibly can. But I think this is now our presidential campaign to lose and not the one that we're going to have to fight.
And you know what, Chris, I would really encourage you to get on those message boards, because blogging and being on message boards and leaving comments is a very, very powerful force in the psyche of Americans. And I went through a marketing class for people who were running campaigns, and it was astonishing what kind of influence has been measured from individuals who choose to be extremely active on message boards and on blog sites. Just amazing. So get on there and get your message out.
Yeah, most definitely. I will do that now. I haven't actually looked at any Ron Paul sites. I just know the man over the last 20 years. and I'm just hoping and praying that we can bring him in.
It'll be right.
For the good of the world, if not just the country.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It would be for the good of the world with how aggressive we are in staring down other countries behind our big guns. All right, Chris, well, thanks for joining us.
I got two quick things here. I don't want to keep you. You got a lot of callers. I've noticed that this flipping the bird girl on the Airbnb site, that's, we should be supporting her too. I don't think she was doing that to a co-host. I think she was doing it for the right reasons. That's pretty cool. And Jenny?
Yeah?
Now you know who Bobby Orr is? Check it out.
Yeah,
okay. Cool. Right on. Okay, guys,
thank you for calling, Chris.
Have a good one.
Okay, this is an awesome article that appeared on differentbugle.blogspot.com. Chris Sullivan is the blogger, and he wrote this article on Friday, July 22nd, 2011, and it's called The Lesser Evil. So I'm going to throw it out there because I think we're all going to enjoy this one. Suppose it were possible for anybody who ever lived to be president of the United States. At every election, we're always told that if we don't vote for Tweedledum, Tweedledummer will be elected, and the Supreme Court will be filled with activist judges, or some terrible UN treaty will be pushed through, or what's left of our rights will be further eroded. That's probably true in either case, but maybe worse in the case of Tweedledummer. But what if there is a third or fourth or any number of other candidates who have no chance of winning, but are decent people with a zeal to protect individual rights? Sort of a Clark Kent of politics. Should you stick to principle and vote for them, or hold your nose and vote for Tweedledum? Since this is all theoretical, let's say that Lucifer has the nomination wrapped up for the evil party and is pulling something like 46% of the vote against any nominee of the stupid party. The stupid party has a hard-fought three-way race with Hitler, Stalin, and Lincoln eviscerating each other in a political gladiatorial game. As the votes are counted at the convention, the great state of Erewhon casts the winning votes for Stalin, and the crowd is jubilant. 10,000 balloons are released as 14 tons of confetti are dropped on the delirious crowd. all the delegates agree that Stalin is the electable candidate, even though some are less than convinced he can defeat Lucifer, since Stalin only polls 40% in a matchup against Lucifer. Stalin is the clear favorite among religious people, since he's clearly not as bad as Lucifer and has pledged not to appoint any mass murderers or child molesters to the Supreme Court. Things start looking better for Uncle Joe after focus groups find that emphasizing his World War II alliance with the U.S. against Hitler plays well, and old pictures are brought out showing him kissing babies. Stalin, after reinventing himself and hiring the best public relations consultants, has now closed the gap to 42-47% against Lucifer. Just as Stalin starts to look like he might have a chance to catch Lucifer, disaster strikes. The Truth Party, a small splinter group of what most people would classify as extremists, nominate Jesus Christ as its candidate. To make matters worse for Stalin, the Truth Party is on the ballot in 42 states, in some of which he has his greatest strength. The stupid party establishment tries to persuade the officers of the Truth Party to withdraw Jesus' nomination and throw their support to Stalin, but the Truth Party people won't hear of it. The stupids launch an advertising campaign through a political front group advising people not to waste their vote on Jesus. Bumper stickers are printed with the slogan, "A vote for Jesus is a vote for Lucifer." The anti-Jesus campaign backfires and causes his numbers to go up and Stalin's to go down. Now the situation appears desperate, so the stupids promise to balance the ticket and put Jesus on as vice president. The Truth Party extremists remain intransigent and will not take the deal. Just as the nimbus clouds appear to be gathering over the Stalin campaign, Pastor Jack Augie gives it a boost by reminding his followers that Uncle Joe set up Birobidzhan as a Jewish autonomous region in the Soviet Union and has pledged increased support for Israel. Pastor Augie seems miffed that he can't get any assurance that Jesus will support Israel. In fact, he's been unable to find out Jesus' position on anything. Jesus seems uninterested in winning the campaign and has not made any speeches or gone to any political rallies. When located by a reporter for Mendax News Service and asked about his program, he says something about his kingdom not being of this world and also something about bearing witness to the truth. Nothing very good for a soundbite. As the campaign is in the closing days, Stalin and Lucifer are polling within the margin of error with each other and with Jesus as a spoiler. Should good people vote for the good or for the lesser evil?
There are some parallels, aren't there?
A vote for Jesus is a vote for Lucifer.
Well, on that note, dear, let's go to Larry in Arkansas. Hey, Larry, how are you doing today?
Doing okay.
What happened to your hogs?
Hey, they won about 6 in a row or so. That wasn't bad.
Yeah, but you know what? I was sure hoping that they would knock off LSU.
Yeah, it didn't happen, did it?
No, it sure didn't.
Yeah. Hey, well, there's a lot of issues today, but the God and devil thing, I don't listen to our band for all that because, frankly, God and the devil's after your soul. I doubt they care too much about your politics. But anyway, Ron Paul on that issue, I think America needs a good dose of Ron Paul because the pendulum has swung too far one way. It needs to come back.
Yes.
And, I disagree with that one caller on the voting thing. I don't. I think everybody should get the right to vote, and this is where.
How about the people that are on the dole, Larry? If you're getting government subsistence, should you be allowed to vote?
Well, sure. Why wouldn't you be able to
vote? You can vote for the party and the people that want to expand those benefits on the back of the productive parts of society. You think that's right?
Well, absolutely it's right. I mean, people got the right to vote for whatever reason they want to vote. That's the whole point of voting.
Mm-hmm.
You may not agree with it. I may not agree with it, but their vote. But sure, they should have the right to vote. And no matter where they're getting their money from, money doesn't have anything to do with the vote as far as indirectly it does, but not as far as why you're voting, why you have the right to vote is what I'm saying. You have the right to vote because you want that person in office.
Well, actually, sir, I must contest your assertion that voting is a right. technically, it never has been. It's a privilege.
Okay, well, I stand corrected. It's a privilege.
And the Voting Rights Act basically was an affront to the 9th and 10th Amendment of the Constitution because it took away from the states the decisioning process as to who in the sovereign country of whatever could participate in the balloting process.
Well, what if that person captured all the land of that area? Then he would be the only voter?
Yeah, some of the requirements were pretty stringent. I think Maryland's first constitution was such that less than 10% of the population could even run for high office and so on. I don't know. I think it begs the question of the legitimacy of government authority, the whole discussion of voting rights. But that's just my opinion. This is Freedom Frenzy. We got to cut away to a break. We'll be back in a moment. Y'all stay with us.
Gas, bloating.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough PureEffect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Friends and neighbors, we're back, and let's see here. We were talking with Larry in Arkansas, and we were drilling down to who should get the vote and who should.
Yeah, and I gotta jump in here because, you know, when it comes to voting, Jerry, as I look back the last several decades in America, one of the biggest voter blocks in America has been the pro-life issue. And so much has been done under pro-life banners with candidates like Newt Gingrich George W. Bush, Ronald Reagan ran under the pro-life banner, and the GOP is not pro-life. None of these guys that are running as pro-life are pro-life. They recognize the power of it to manipulate vast voter blocks. And I think the idea that if you don't own property and you don't own land, therefore you shouldn't vote, I have a real problem with that. And now, if history is our tutor, your theory does not hold water. The pro-life voter block has amassed an amazing amount of evil on Americans and statism, messianic statism. And most of them, they married, own land, have vested interests, as you say, in society. And early America, you know, Jefferson and his cohorts declare a state of anarchy, throw off George III, go to war, write up the Articles of Confederation, scrap that, go to the Constitution. And aristocracy was alive and well in early America. And in some states, the opportunity to run for governor, unless you had a certain amount of sterling set aside, you couldn't run for governor. Most high offices, you had to have a certain amount of wealth in order to run for, which left out the vast majority of society from running for those offices. So I don't know. I think your theory is based on a legitimacy of an elitist group who decides who will vote and who will not vote, and that same group will quickly move into supreme power, and they're not going to let it go. Jerry, are you still there?
I'm still here. I accidentally hit the little button on my mute button. How would you think this elitist power would manifest itself? It seems that actually expanding the voter base. Whoa. Expanding the voter base has been part and parcel the rationale for us moving away from constitutional government. I'm at a loss as to how in the world you could see any benefit from the proposed plan that you'd want me to adopt as my own.
I have no proposed plan. I'm an anarchist, Gary. I don't believe that in the legitimacy of a group of people to rule over me and tell me how it's going to be. I don't declare that system legitimate. So your whole theory of voting necessitates the declaration of an elitist group. And I believe that all men are equally endowed with the right to life, liberty, and property. End of story. And
if
that's the deal, and there's no, and as far as the Constitution protecting our freedoms, no, it didn't. Look at Shays' Rebellion. You know, the armies marched out under what was Washington, the 14th president. We haven't had a good president since the one that served before George Washington, who uses the army on American citizens to quell a tax bill. I don't know.
Hey, maybe we can jump back into this next week, dear. But we still got Larry on the line. We got to bid him a fond adieu. Larry, thank you for calling today. Folks, we're at the end of the rope today. We've just ran slap out of time. We hope you've enjoyed the program. We've enjoyed bringing it to you, and we hope that you'll be back with us next Sunday afternoon, 4 o'clock Eastern time, for another segment of Freedom Frenzy. Goodbye, and God bless.
Ever climbing.